In another reversal of Obama-era guidelines, the Trump White House is telling colleges and universities they don't have to consider race when accepting students. The guidelines were designed to diversify college campuses. So, what's this mean to the future of higher education? To talk about this, we're joined this morning by Natasha Owuraku, Associate Professor of Education at Harvard's Graduate School of Education. She's also the author of The Diversity Bargain, a book that in part deals with affirmative action at universities. Professor, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So give us the thumbnail of what the White House announced, and then tell us how it could affect higher education moving forward from your point of view.
So the administration basically put a stop to the Obama-era directives about diversity in both higher education and K-12 education. Now, these directives, on the one hand, they're obviously an indication of what the administration thinks about law and how we should interpret the law. So it's probably not a surprise that the Trump administration doesn't agree with the use of affirmative action. On the other hand, they didn't include the 2008 directives put out by the Bush administration that basically really encouraged universities not to use race in admissions. So we didn't go so far as to sort of put those ones back up, which some people thought they might do.
So do colleges and universities across the country have to follow this new directive?
No, these are just guidelines, so they're not legally binding. They do kind of indicate what the administration might do in terms of investigations. Already, Harvard is under investigation related to the use of race in admissions. There was a complaint filed under the Obama administration, and the Department of Justice under Trump last summer reopened one of those files. So they're already doing this. They have indicated that they might investigate other cases. So it's just an indication of what they would do. And these are not legally binding.
Do you imagine Harvard and other colleges and universities then are just going to ignore this?
I think places like Harvard are pretty confident in what they do and how they do it. Harvard is already being sued. There's a lawsuit that's going to go to trial in the fall. And so I don't think that something like this will affect what places like Harvard do. I think where it might affect colleges is colleges that are selective, but they are not the most elite with the most resources. So colleges might think, well, gee, you know, we don't want to have to deal with a lengthy and costly investigation, so let's just pull back on our consideration of race. So I think that could happen. I think that's probably already happening. I think there are other things that are worrying other colleges as well, like this lawsuit against Harvard, like the shifting Supreme Court as well.
Well, speaking of that, presumably we'll know on Monday who President Trump is going to name as his new Supreme Court nominee to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. How do you think the pick might play into all this?
Well, you know, Justice Kennedy was always the swing vote on all of the recent affirmative action decisions. It's pretty clear that whoever President Trump nominates is going to be to the right of Kennedy and will likely vote against affirmative action. So that is worrisome if there is a case that gets to the Supreme Court. Now, I should say, in many ways, affirmative action is settled law. There have been multiple cases in which the Supreme Court has ruled and said, yes, we believe that a diverse student body is a compelling state interest, and you can take into consideration race if you've tried and you can't figure out any other race-neutral alternative. So the Supreme Court has affirmed that. So there's no reason why another case should go to the Supreme Court. That being said, if one does, then I think it is worrisome.
It sounds like you're at least a little worried that President Trump's new Supreme Court could have a greater impact on diversity on college campuses than this new White House policy we've been talking about.
Absolutely, yeah.
Natasha Owuraku, Associate Professor of Education at Harvard's Graduate School of Education. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.